Yeah, check this bottle of tequila is real big, Nate. It's all in your face.
Yeah.
You gotta move
that. People are gonna think you're the size of tequila.
Tequila Nate.
Wait a minute. Has Nate been the size of, has Nate been the size of an 1800 bottle of tequila this whole time?
I'm just gonna break that on in the middle of the podcast while I'm trying to refill my drink.
Like that.
Just push it to the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot. We've been at it for a couple minutes already and it's still not hot. Okay. You know?
Just some cold bevs.
Some cold brews. Ah.
Did you see that video where Lil Wayne was getting shout out at a, I don't know if it was like a play or it looked like a sit in a theater chair type of music performance.
Yeah.
And like Lil Wayne stood up and it was so funny because there was like someone in the audience being like, because I guess the person performing was acknowledging, like, there's a famous person in the crowd. So someone immediately stood up, like, well, I'm going to have to Instagram this and flex on them. And then you see a guy realize it's Lil Wayne, and you see him go, like, oh. Yo, Lil Wayne adjusted to the theater well. He was like,
dude, he knows.
He was hitting her with the fucking kisses. It was fantastic.
Yo, Wayne is probably quietly classy. He's had money since he was a kid.
Since he was like 15.
Well, he had access to money. Baby kept it all.
Yeah. He invented bling bling.
Ooh, bling bling. Every time I come around your city.
How you guys doing?
Nobody's gonna finish it. You guys are just gonna leave.
Oh, blink, blink,
blank, blank.
Well, I'd never abandon you. I'd abandon you.
Me and Andy had a car conversation. I was mad about reparations.
Were you mad in what way?
I was watching the new season of Atlanta.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I've only seen the first two.
Okay.
The first two were good. Yeah. I really liked the first one was creepy. I couldn't go to another one. And then I had to like give it a whole day of rest and then move on.
That's how I feel about all the episodes. Like so far, it's like heavy? I've only watched them like one a day.
You gotta take a break in between. You can't. Kinda. Is that a binge watching season?
There's a couple episodes you can watch in a row.
What's the second one? I don't remember being that bad. Well,
the second one was the one with Van, right? When she came to Amsterdam. That one's cool. Yeah, 2, 3, and 4.
You killed a bunch of kids in the one episode.
That was the first one.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah. They're heavy,
but it's based off a real story.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week, right?
We talked about it. Yeah.
I was watching episode 4. It was about it was like it started with this white guy, and you know how like the first episode was like a offshoot tale. This one was kind of one of the offshoot tales. Started with a white guy, and then they did something where like everybody had to get their DNA tests, and he found out he was like mad. He was something weird that was slaves in Europe, like old times.
Yeah,
but like his people came over and were slave masters here, so he found out about that, and they were telling that to his daughter.
He was like his family were slaves that became slave masters?
They were slaves over there and they're slave masters here.
Okay.
So then when, it's not really, whatever. His daughter, he picks his daughter up from school every day, right? Mm. And then he takes her to his wife's house. And she was like, Dad, at school they said we were racist. Are we racist? He's like, no, we're not racist. That's just a, no, we're not racist. We're fine. We were slaves. You know that, right? And he tells that to her. And then he goes sees his wife with the ex-wife. Mm. And she's like, yo, you need to come in here and get some of this nani. And he's like, I've grown. I've grown. And then his daughter's like, you should go. Mom's been waiting for you and wanting you. So then he goes home with his daughter to his house. And then this lady, Shaquana Johnson is her name. She kicks in the door. She doesn't kick in. She knocks on the door and she's like, hello.
What show is Shaquana Johnson from? What's the other show she's on?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean that's
I just remember the name of the name. That's okay. The name of the lady. Yeah, okay. It wasn't the character. Okay. I mean, it wasn't the person. It was just the character.
It was The Office?
Yeah. I paused because I was like, was she?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Pam.
Damn, dude. Yeah. So she's coming to the house. She's like, you owe me this. And then she walks in this house. She's like live streaming. She looks around. She's got like 3 bedrooms. You got a couple bathrooms. You owe me $3 million. And he's like, what? I don't have that type of money. And she's like, well, it's online. You're in here. I'm about to go into my house some more. And he's like, no, I'm going to call the cops and you need to get out. And
wait, what's this? Is this like a reparations thing? Okay. All right. I was just trying to.
Yeah. It's a reparations allegory.
Okay.
It's not even an allegory. They literally say reparations so much.
What did it make you feel about reparations?
Oh, it made me hate reparations.
Oh, you don't want reparations.
Well, it made me hate the current idea of reparations.
I feel that.
Where, like, the current idea is, like, we take from them so they can feel like we did. And it's like, that's not how we fix it.
I feel that.
Right?
I feel that. I mean,
that's basically what the episode was about, taking from white people so they can feel like we did.
I mean, I love the ideas of reparations, but that's just because I like free shit. Just give me free shit, please.
It's about humanity, Nate. It's not about the free shit, dude.
No, I'm being petty. I want free shit.
I was telling LaMaire the closest possible way to get to do what's right would be to, like, bare minimum, give black people tax breaks. Taxes at all.
That's what they said. That's what Patrice said that got him killed. That's what? on one of the albums. He's like, he literally says that exact thing. And he's like, they going to kill me for this. Yeah. And then he died.
Wait, shortly. The CIA gave him fucking diabetes?
CIA gave Patrice diabetes.
Damn, they can easily do that to me. Fuck.
And everyone will believe it.
Dude, they give Patrice so many cookies. They give him so many cookies.
There's just going to, every store I go to, cakes and cookies are going to be on sale.
Like, ooh,
another sale, I guess.
It's gonna be new fucking, like, McDonald's is a dollar, like, all these type of restaurants just popping up for your commute to work out of nowhere. Yo, what if they add a Dairy Queen?
Baconator's been on sale a lot lately. What the fuck's that about? The CIA agent's like, this is the easiest job I've ever been on.
Yeah.
I've never had a mark go with it so quickly. They try to hit me with hookers, and I'm just all fat, like, I'm married.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Just nuggets.
That's
in
you
my
at
mouth.
1,000 pounds.
I'm Andy. Hello. I don't know how to stop eating cookies.
I don't know how to stop eating cookies, and black people should get tax exemption.
I love
more cookies.
I love cookies. Stop oppressing black people.
It was still a pretty funny episode too. It was still had some funny parts.
Yeah, they're good at doing that. Atlanta's the closest thing I think to, like, how Louis made me feel, where, like, an episode could be, like, weird and fucked up, but still funny as shit.
Yeah, it's like a Norman Lear show.
That was one of the best Louis episodes, where the whole episode was super serious with his sister being pregnant, and then she just, it ended with a fart joke.
Yeah. Guys, me and Gardini were talking about that shit yesterday. Guys, like, that's such a great episode.
You should buy Louis. It's $10 on LouisCK.com.
Only 10 for the whole show?
$10 for each season.
$35
for every episode. $30 for all 5 seasons, and $35 for Horace and Pete.
You should also buy Manscaped using code PITM.
Please.
You should do that first. You should do that. Actually, first, LouisCK? Hold up. We need people with hairy balls that have less hairy balls. Manscaped.com, code name PITM. For the love of God.
We're about to waste one of our first opportunities.
I think it's already too late.
Yeah, it might be too late.
I think it's too late.
Whatever.
Did
fuck
we lose
it,
track
dude.
Of the weeks?
Well,
I know when it ends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
The clock is ticking. We're at the climax.
Yeah, dude. Midnight's about
shit
to
on there.
Midnight's about to strike 12, bud.
We're about to fucking turn into a bunch of retarded pumpkins.
Did I say midnight's about to strike 12?
You did, says, man.
Yeah,
but you hit it with, like, a good tempo, so no one even noticed it.
You did it with that confidence.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm fucking retarded now.
We all are. We're all a bunch of knuckleheads. Yeah,
is there a way to get your brain scanned for free?
Oh, for free?
Yeah, I need to get my brain scanned. Something's going on up there.
Your brain's acting goofy?
Not acting goofy, but...
Like, what do you think is... Like, you think you got a problem? You a little bit do? I really have a couple times.
Dude, I got a weird twitch that's been happening over the last, like, 2 weeks. Got to get ripped. It's been a couple months. Not going to lie.
Twitch?
Mm. Yeah.
Where? I or...
Like, right here. And then there was one, like, here a little bit ago.
You got to stop just... You got to chill with the drugs.
No, it's not the drugs.
When
it was
the
before
Twitch
the
start?
Drugs.
The night you did cocaine.
Oh, February. It started in February.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Oh, then if it's been that long, you fine.
I know.
Nothing.
What it is.
Nothing kills you that slow.
It's probably Twitch. Emotional trauma that I'm not trying to deal with. But
oh yeah,
you said it happened in February.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. You fucking push that down and let that turn into high blood pressure. Fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you about my.
It was a black people trauma. White people keep oppressing me. No.
It all started around the same time you started watching Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, I watched another episode. It was about how like social justice groups don't do shit. It's good. It's a good episode.
Does it make fun of? Did it make fun of Sean King specifically?
Yeah.
Was it
that makes
about
me so happy? Yeah. I just guessed. He makes me sick.
Yeah, it's so weird. He's just like
he's just a white man
pretending to be black. Dude. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, Dolezal did it, and she's free as hell. She's showing titties.
He's the only person that won't like take it. Why won't he take his 23andMe? All he got to do is take a 23andMe.
Oh, and show improve.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that on the stream the other night because you brought up the
show his family was slave masters.
What?
It's show Sean King took one. He'd find out his family was slave masters.
No. Oh, so
Sean King's going to kill himself if he finds out. He's like, no, I'm white.
Unless he already knows and that's why he's doing all that.
Yeah, I think he knows.
If he does, then he has to kill himself when we find out.
He's just going to go to hide. Then the con is over.
Then what's he going to become? Sean Coon?
He's just going to disappear. He's going to get a little plastic surgery, put all the way that murder money. Yeah,
get a Michael Jackson nose.
Yeah. He's going to stop tanning. He's going to grow his hair out.
And then he's
just like
never recognize him.
Yeah.
He'll stop getting hair like a line shape.
Contacts.
Up. Yeah.
No, take his contacts out and show his true blue-eyed self.
Yeah. He'll get his long, curly Jew hair back. Sean King is Jewish for sure.
His phony last name.
It's probably Sean Kingberg.
Sean King Seed. You think he did a couple test runs on that name? He's like, I'm going to be Sean Martin Luther King Jew. He's like, that's too much. That's too much.
I'm going to be Sean King X. Nope. That's a little too much.
Oh, dude. Oh, speaking of Malcolm X, I had a great moment at work because this one dude, you remember like the horn rim glasses that Malcolm X always wore? This one dude I work with, just a fun Italian white dude. And he was wearing these horn rim sunglasses. And I just make a joke. I was like, yo, dude, nice glasses. You look exactly like Malcolm X right now. And he hears X and he goes, oh, yeah. He's like, suck it. And I just got to pause. I was like, yeah, exactly. That's what
I said. Yeah. He just heard X. You sure he just heard X? Or he was like, suck it, Malcolm. I fucking did it. White guys can look like you too. You weren't that black anyway. You had red hair, nigga. I don't know why he said all that.
Sorry, Malcolm, white guys rule. He's giving Malcolm X a suck. Oh, that's funny.
Malcolm X, you can suck my dick in hell. No, sorry, I'll stop. I'm sorry. What kind of white guy can I say that about right now? Stonewall Jackson, you can suck my dick in hell. Is there any white exes? Louis the Tenth, you can suck my dick in hell.
The lead singer of the metal band Static X was white before he killed himself.
How?
Well, he can definitely suck your dick in hell.
You know what happens when you kill yourself, right?
You go right to hell.
Oh, you take a big L to hell.
Damn, dude. You hit the whip and nay-nay on that dead guy.
Dude, I hope somebody does that to me when I'm dead. And like, he took an L to hell.
On your grave.
That'll be sick. Future generations feel TikToks on the mayor's grave.
Please, don't pee or shit, but do dances. Like, dance on it.
Ladies could pee on my grave.
Yeah. Just watering plants. Yeah. Just like, what kind of piss plants do you think you'll grow in your grave?
Begonias.
Nate's grave will have a hole in the ground so the piss can hit you.
Just have a yellow pool. We use this man's ashes to make a piss pool.
I think I'd be a freak when I'm dead. Do whatever.
You think they let you fuck around in heaven, though?
Man.
It's heaven. You just gotta be able to.
We're all going to heaven.
Everybody in heaven come walks.
Heaven. That's how you get. That's why they don't let too many people through the pearly gates.
Yeah.
They don't have come.
Yeah, like, you don't know how to get it. You don't got that secret code.
That would be sick, dude, if heaven had, like, heaven was chill, but they're like, we got a back room where you do all that shit.
She's a beaded.
It has to.
She's like a beaded cloud.
It can't, or else it's not good.
You know,
wouldn't it have to follow all the rules though? I feel like people think they go to heaven and it's like everything they'd like, and it's like no, it's all the like the Bible rules.
Yeah. No, it's timed. It's just like that. Those are just here rules. Those are just to see what your willpower is like. It's all no. Like, and then you get to heaven, and he's like, no. Yeah, we're all gay up here,
dude. I literally heard it. I heard it.
Like it's sodomy up here.
I heard it exclaimed as this. Someone was like, "You'll be in heaven exalting God all the time," and I was like, "Oof."
What does that mean?
And then, but in hell is you just burn forever.
Yeah.
So both things. So both things are terrible.
Like either burn or get tortured, or I praise God for giving me a life that was pretty mediocre.
Exalting God.
Praise God for giving me dreams that I never fully accomplished.
What if though, like exalting was like equivalent of like a tough mutter, but then when you were done, they get you like the beer and you get to fuck all the girls.
Aren't you like being Christian again?
No, I just I'm more believing God like a hot chick. Like I'm just spiritual, and then like things happen in life where I'm like, that wasn't a coincidence. God's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I'm not like by the books or nothing.
I like God. God's cool. I just been having a hard time lately.
Thinking like, he's just been not coming like, through
nah,
for you.
God doesn't have to come. It's not coming through. It's just like, I don't know.
Why'd you do this
I'm
to
just
me?
I'm like in the process.
He showed you that big ass dick last week. Oh, no. You just been dealing with that.
No, I forgot all about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That dick was too big.
Yeah. Just got to figure out life. It's not easy.
You said you were rough in it.
What problems you going through right now, man? Talk about it.
I'm afraid everything. We're all going to die.
Oh yeah.
I can't like. I was not at the think
bar
about
the
it.
Other day, and we're just sucking fucking Donald Glover off. I was at the bar the other day, and it feels like summer came on. And like once you know what that song's about, I don't want to hear it anywhere.
Yeah.
On a hot day, it just makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like you know what that song's about, right?
No.
I forget which song it is.
Oh, it's about...
Summer.
That song's about climate change.
Yeah.
Every
in the winter.
Day is hotter than the one before. Mm-hmm. Like, the lyrics are about climate change fucking us all up.
Yeah.
And you'll just be at a bar that's, like, trying to have a chill vibe and they're just playing that shit. It's like, no, this song is super
I'm too
sad.
Drunk for this.
Dude, that's like... You ever hear the band Real Big Fish?
Yeah.
They're a ska band. So, like, ska's super upbeat and happy. And They wrote their one album, Where Have You Been? It's a ska album, and it's, like, upbeat, but if you really listen, all the lyrics are just, like, the band's gonna end, and I'm gonna have to go get a normal day job, but he, like, hides it under, like, beep, 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 like, horns and shit.
It's all that hate, yeah.
Did they blow their money? That he had no savings? No investments?
No, I don't know. No, because you know what it was? There was a huge, in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, there was, like, a huge
ska
wave where it was, like, super popular for a couple years, and Real Big Fish was one of the biggest fucking bands during that time.
So they were splurging. They thought life was never
going to... They have the Red Cup song, right? No, that's a different guy.
They did a cover of Take On Me for the basketball movie. They had the song Beer, which was really popular. They had a song Sellout, which was kind of popular.
And I bet the one song, the Beer song was totally about beer. And I bet the Sellout song was about selling out for the Beer song.
Damn, they're creative as
fuck.
Wait,
do you listen?
I've listened, but in college I had my roommates would play it all the time. Honestly, yeah. Not recently. Yeah.
But no, and so they were like, this will never end, and then it ended. And he's like, but then they got a cult following and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ska music like that. Cause actually, like a lot of ska back in the day would be singing about like cultural issues and like racial issues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they're just putting it under like faster reggae. Yeah.
Just horns.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just super upbeat and they're like, hey, stop being racist, you guys.
Remember when the EFI dance thing, the cat bite thing? They were ska.
I've learned. That's why I'm aware of ska. Well, it is exactly is from finance.
Yeah.
But
yeah. What were we talking about before ska?
Summer.
Eat feet.
Oh, you'll be scared everybody's going to die because of climate change.
Yeah, and then I saw a video. There's an asteroid. NASA's not going to hit the asteroid. NASA's going to hit the asteroid's moon. The asteroid's so fucking big, it has a moon. And they're going to hit the moon of the asteroid to like knock it off course to see if they can do that. So when like a big asteroid's coming to Earth, they can like knock it off course.
Do you think that gives the asteroid like insecurity that we still call it an asteroid?
What do you mean?
Like it has a moon and it's like, they're definitely going to call me a planet. And then it starts hearing the reports and they're like, this asteroid with a moon. And he's like, fuck, I can't do anything right.
You know what I just thought about?
He's got an ADD. He can't sit still. He'd be a planet if he could sit still.
If you, yeah. The asteroid. Yeah. Yeah.
Sit fucking still, bro.
Yeah. Dude. That's funny. Sit still, dude. Stop moving.
Stop find moving. You be a planet.
Yeah. Space is big as hell. You can find a spot.
It's more about rotating, not hurling.
Yeah, you don't need to hurdle. Rotate.
Dude,
rotate.
Chill. You're going way too fast.
It's more about days than MPH.
Dude, that's true. Asteroids are fast ass planets. Yeah.
When they, yeah, they're like, no, 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 no.
It's a flint planet looking at a cell phone.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Asteroids love texting and driving.
Asteroids are full of like rare metals. So it's full of rare metals that are worth a lot. So I don't think they're fucking
actually trying to knock it off course.
They're trying to get on there to dig and get these metals.
Just like did you ever watch the movie Don't Look Up?
No,
Don't Look Up. That's like a big part of what fucks up in the movie. It's like it's an asteroid coming to Earth. They're like, we're gonna knock it. We're gonna do some stuff to it. Yeah. It'll be fine. They were trying to get the metals.
They were just trying to mine it.
And then they were like, we'll break it up. We'll get the little pieces, blah, blah, blah. Then they tried to break it up.
And it couldn't.
And then it was just like, all right, we're all dead.
We're fucking doomed. Yeah.
Don't Look Up is actually a good movie. I think it's supposedly like people think it's like propaganda. And I guess it kind of is. But it's just about the way we're acting about climate change.
It's like it's not a satire or like a... Yeah, it's kind of a satire.
Yeah, the whole premise of the movie is like no one acts like a thing is a problem until climate change is a problem that we're like, yo, this is happening. It's going to be kind of crazy and bad. And we're like, no, blah. Like, you know, we've been bullshitting about it since we've been kids.
Did you get yours finally?
Oh, yeah.
You should do it?
No, I didn't do it yet.
Yo, when are you going to shave your balls?
Did you do it?
What I was going to say is when I first was seeing the like little clipper that we were going to get, I was like, that's bullshit. Why does it have a flash? Like, no one shaves their balls in the dark. I went to like put it under to see how. I was like, oh, no, this is the best. I've never had this much access.
I can see my asshole.
I didn't put it at my asshole.
Oh.
You shaved your asshole with it? It does look asshole safe.
I didn't shave, but
most clippers, the part that does the side to side is like metal. I don't know how closely you looked at it, but it looks like hard plastic.
Yeah. It's hard plastic, yeah.
So it's like hard, sharp plastic, so it's not gonna like
on the cover to like protect your nuts.
It might be asshole safe. So if you're a dude who likes getting rimmed.
Or has a hairy asshole.
Or just if you just get hair?
No, I know that happens to me sometimes.
It's definitely happened to me sometimes, and it's not a good look.
Use promo code PITM.
So use promo code PITM to get it at the very least a nose hair trimmer.
20% off from whatever you get.
By the way, if you want to learn some shit, sit in a car for 16 hours with BK Chris.
No, thank you.
That's a fun
time. And I love Chris.
That's a fun time. Nah, actually, Chris is great if you're starting to feel tired. Just get him going on a subject and you'll be like, oh yeah, I'm wide awake now.
Chris was trying to tell me who was the guy that I can't remember his name.
I gotta tell you guys about New Hampshire.
I wanted to know the libertarian black dude that y'all were trying to talk to me about.
Oh yeah, I told you at Pork Fest.
No, it was before that. That was
Thomas Soul.
He's a
conservative.
I think he keeps saying Porch Fest.
No, it's no, pork.
I know,
which
but
is
I
evil.
Robbie's shows are the Summer Porch Tour. You might be confusing that.
They also have Porch Fest in Philly.
No, but Thomas Sowell's not a libertarian. He's a conservative.
Oh, okay.
He's just, he is.
He tries to tell black people what to do while looking like a dork. I hate him.
He's mainly an economist.
So, is he good?
I was trying to.
Yeah, he's pretty sick.
Has he predicted anything?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Isn't that what they do?
He's a very pull your pants up. To be honest, I've listened to him for a little bit, right?
He's an H. Cosby?
And, yeah. And,
that's not his whole thing.
He's trying to talk to black people without looking, without trying to relate to black people. It's just like if some, it's like a feminist trying to tell conservative people something, but she's got her hairy armpits and her dumb side of her head shaved. It's and like all when of that. Like, you're a, like, I don't like what you're
it's
saying.
It's like when Amanda Seals tries to talk to hood people.
Yeah, it's like,
I wanted to ask you this, because I remember a big sticking point was his hair and his face. How much of that, affects how you can listen to him?
No, how much of that affects...
100%.
No, you have to ask him the same question.
If a chick who looked like the type of chick I'm talking, like I was describing, like, you know, hairy armpits, has that haircut that no one likes, it's just like I'm a feminist, so I'm doing what I want. I got the side of my hair shaved, but I got my temples with hair, and I'm dressed like a dude, but I have a bunch of pronouns, and that's who I. Yeah. And then she's like, now let me tell you why women should be able to have abortions or climate. Like, you're gonna look at her and be like, I know I'm not going to agree with you. And that's what he does to me.
On first appearance, but that, because that's the thing.
Are you going to listen to videos of her? Are you going to give her a chance?
Like, if I see a fucking clip that sticks out to me, because the reason I was checking out...
What does that mean?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, what? Because a clip that's, like, I've seen clips of him, because I went to him after, I think I told y'all how somebody, we were like I was doing a set, and me and another comic were like, asking the crowd questions, and they were like, you know, so just say things and we'll try to riff on it. And somebody yelled out Thomas Sowell, and that's how I found out about him like months ago.
And that's like a shitty, I remember thinking about that, and like, that's an annoying way to get introduced to him.
In that context, it wasn't bad.
You said it was like an old white guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Milwaukee, like, so it was there. Everybody there was just older white guys or some version of white guys.
An old white guy sees you and he's like, "Who? A black guy? I finally can ask the black guy about Thomas Sowell."
That
a black guy with Shane Gillis.
to be honest, that was it didn't bother me. Nothing about what he did bothered me, because I felt like that's like the chance he had.
Yeah,
it was, and it wasn't like he was like, "What do you think about Thomas Sowell, nigger?" Like, he just he didn't do that. He was like, he was, when he had a chance to talk, when we were asking the audience to talk, he said a thing.
So, yo, let me say this. Mm-hmm. Your original point is, I was actually thinking about that, because with like being a libertarian and a lot of people in libertarianism, a lot of them are fucking goofy looking.
Yeah.
A lot of them are goofy looking. Like, I even met this one dude.
The guy with the patch.
Eye patch?
Is he not libertarian, the eye patch guy?
No, he's conservative.
Oh, I think I asked you that a long time ago.
Dan Crenshaw. No, but like, there's a lot of people in libertarianism that are goofy looking. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, and I think for me, it's like, I'm so used to that, being like, well, just hear what they have to say first before you just fucking throw them out off their like dumb face or something.
Yeah, I judge by face. That's why I like Sean King. I judge by face and hair so often.
It's literally the first thing.
Yeah,
you're supposed to.
You literally judge a book by its
cover. You don't want your leader to look like a nerd.
Yeah, that's why nobody likes Biden. Like, liberals don't really like Biden. Conservatives hate Biden. And it's because he looks like a nerd.
And he's
an old nerd.
Fucking old.
So old.
So fucking
he might
old.
Be the oldest guy we have. Yo,
he's like the matriarch of America.
Oh my god.
I said matriarch on purpose. Like, instead of patriarch.
That. Crush that. I thought you were gonna wobble through that word.
Andy, can I apologize? Sorry. I got a little
hot. Y'all are fine. That was the way it should be done. Also, that's what we do here.
Can I apologize to YouTube?
No, you apologize to these guys. Yeah, no, you did get fired up at those guys.
You guys, I'm sorry. You guys, I got fucking pissed.
They're not even gonna get to this.
I know. I heard you guys doing that, you know. I just jumped ahead and I fucking guessed on, I put something on y'all that y'all didn't even do.
That's back to the Rittenhouse thing. Whoa, Nate, that must be a gigantic bottle of 1800.
Normal size.
Oh, like, Nate must be gigantic then, dude.
Nate, did you put those lifts in? So big.
Can you lift tequila?
Nah, bro, it ain't my first day of people thinking what I think is silly.
I don't think what you think is silly.
Yeah, I wanted to say that too. I don't think what you think is silly. I think it's different than what I think, but I don't think it's silly.
Fair enough.
I've been trying to work on a bit that I'm only saying it this way because it probably won't be a joke because I can't make it funny. But I was thinking about shit like prejudice and as a whole and how
necessary
rules.
Well, yeah, but also yeah, but also
fuck it.
But also like I think our like a thing that it sucks with us as like a whole in this country is we act like it's easy to not be prejudiced. Like you can just go,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
feel this thing anymore, and you just go, yeah, I am. But it's like it's way harder to be not prejudiced to people than it is to be prejudiced to people.
You ever like try not to laugh?
It's, you know, it's something funny that you shouldn't laugh at. Yeah,
it's just like that.
Just a deaf person talking. It's not funny. Sorry, any deaf people who are brailing through this podcast. No,
they're like that. They can't hear that.
I got to talk. Like, yeah.
Yo, what?
Because that's what they hear.
Wait. Guys, it's so fucking funny. For the listeners, go on the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com. Search PITM. Yeah. See that visual gag.
Dude, we can't get we got to put something at the end of it if we want /PITM. YouTube's making us do /PITM a number or some shit.
Why? Does Puppies in the Mountains have us already?
Probably, dude.
What?
We've already got trounced by the Puppies in the Mountains.
Oh, have we talked about that since we've had more listeners?
No, but also,
we can give them a refresher.
Wait, this is a politics episode. We did politics, dude. Wow, it's been so
look
long.
Look at us, we're so smart.
All right, Roe v. Wade. Sorry, sluts.
No, I think that kind of bums me out.
It's kind of bad, but the only thing it does is open up this new abortion market for businesses to get into.
Well, that's the second you make something illegal, immediately a black market opens for it.
No, it's not illegal. It's just not protected.
Yeah. So you can, you'll be able to get one in New York.
Anyone who needs one, Philly probably.
Philly will find some sort of loophole.
Yeah.
But still, like, if you like where we are, it doesn't actually affect us. But people,
but the
whores in Mississippi.
Oh my Christ!
They're going to be a bunch of ladies having retarded babies cousins.
There's going to be so many dudes pissed they got to wear condoms now. You tell me I got to wear condoms?
Yo, you know what would be kind of funny though?
Nah, dude, the pull-out kings are going to rise.
The pull-out kings.
Nah, the pull-out kings have never spent a dollar on abortion. Dude,
that should be our fucking...
How do you... What's the clap? What's the thing you do?
Learn how to snap for the first time?
I've never... You know what it was? I looked at my hands when I was doing it, and it broke my brain. I was like...
Oh my God, dude. I want you to remember how to snap.
You saw me go...
No, dude, you went, you your fingers moved, and I saw your eyes real quick. Look at your hands. Oh, yeah.
No.
That should be on our Pornhub channel. We should have a pull-out competition. Pull-outs furthest ropes.
How do we... Ew, bro.
What are you talking about? Dude, these are competitions. We need to know.
It is something masculine about competition.
Yeah, Nate's like, ew, I'll win.
We're just behind curtains. No.
You ever seen them Asian porns where it's just like ladies with like their ass and pussy through a hole in the wall?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you boys about the Asian game show? Where like it's like a gay guy, he tries to suck a regular guy, and the guy's like, "I will never come from a gay suck." And then the gay guy gets down there, and he goes,
"Yeah, this is gay porn."
It's like 5 seconds, right?
No, it's like it's a while. It's not gay porn. It's a game show for real. No, it's like literally a game show.
Oh, you don't actually see him sucking?
No, he's like in a box, like.
I saw the clip one time.
Can we watch it?
I'd much rather not. Can we say that for the page?
Okay.
Can we just put that behind? I'm too black for that to be on a free thing. Just my niggas from back home are just like, yo.
No, we'll save that to the page. Dude, up really quick.
Yeah, I got it. I sent it to somebody a little bit ago.
He's like so confident. He's like, his dick's behind that box.
He's like, there's no way. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That guy turned into a vacuum cleaner. He was like, oh no, I'm about to blur.
And so good. Oh, you suck on my dick so good.
Oh, no.
To the Asian community, I apologize.
We into their culture. If anything.
Just goofing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in here and there's rumors is in the Asian culture as LaMair, so like you're a big fan.
I kinda hate that when you like it takes like a level of intimacy to be able to make jokes about a thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be able to make jokes like that if
you
didn't.
Weren't familiar with it at all.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There's like a
why am I forgetting his name? Shit, the Indian dude who was like the first super famous Indian comedian.
Russell Peters?
Russell Peters. What blew him up, for real, was like his knowledge of everywhere.
Yeah.
Like that special where he was just like doing jokes about Hong Kong and doing an accent. Mm-hmm. And he's like nailing, apparently, I don't know, but apparently he was like nailing Hong Kong's accent. Like somebody could nail New York's accent when he's like doing shit like that.
Yeah.
And like that's the shit that like got him over. Is that special was just internationally amazing.
Yeah. Once you... Wait, does he... I forget. He can do, like, big-ass theaters in the U.S., right?
He was like Kevin Hart level, like, in the world.
I think he still kind of is, like, in the middle. He, like, crushes in the Midwest.
Yeah.
No, because I think he does big-ass theaters in the U.S., but, like, can crush a fucking stadium
like
overseas.
Yeah. Well, he did, like... I mean, this is a small thing, I guess, but when fucking... He did Soul Joe's during the pandemic, like peak pandemic when Soul Joe's was like the only game in town for real. That just showed out in like seconds or minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
That's when I knew shit was real at Soul Joe's. Because they had like a bunch of comics, like some New York headliners that were like the ones who like been headlining for a little bit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I saw them like, wait, they got Russell Peters?
Yeah,
oh,
Russell.
Fuck.
Louis dropped it? Like it was like, that was the shit. I was literally trying to get booked by Joel today. So if he hears this, please book me, Joel.
Also,
you know,
fuck you, Joel. No,
I can't co-sign that. Joel's a good guy.
I could be a coward.
Joel's a good guy. Nah, Joel's actually. Have you met him?
No.
You would actually fuck with. You would fuck with Joel.
I bet I would. I bet I would.
The reason why Joel used to do comedy and then started like booking shows.
Yeah, he was a manager too.
But he,
I know his story. I know all about him.
One thing I was gonna say about it was like I was like working for him once and I was like trying to do like cleaner shit because it was like an older like benefit show or some shit like that, and I think he saw me on stage like. Worried about how the set went because I went and said something and this lady you know, hated the shit I was talking. Like I was just offended. It was like a section because it was a benefit. It was a section that was like, this is the best. And then there was like 60. People around in her that were just like, I hate everything he's talking about.
They got those old hats.
Which is the best way to do comedy, I think. But I was still like flustered by it in my head because I was like, damn, this is my first book show with this dude, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got off stage, he was just like, I should have told you. It didn't matter how it was going to go. You'll be back. Like, just like, that's the shit like a booker tells you that and they'll get a better show because now the comic is free and comfortable. Yeah. And, like, he just understanding that. Like, you'd fuck with him.
I was just playing around because you were being...
Whole thing I was doing was just trying to make sure you get booked still.
I don't care.
All right, well, then, go ahead. Say it again. All right.
Fuck you, Joel.
Jeez.
I don't care. I don't know. I don't know him. I'm sorry, dude.
Can I tell you guys
I'm playing around.
Can I tell you guys about New Hampshire?
Yeah,
God damn it.
What?
LaMair. What? Coming at Joel. Not talking.
Oh.
Tell me about New Hampshire.
It's fine. Nate, you'll be okay.
Yeah, but Joel? I won't. So it's spots, though.
Fuck. You, Joel. I can't stop now.
I know. You're like
locked in. You hit the amount of don't do it that the man's like, what out the whole episode?
And I can't shake the don't do it, so it's just getting worse.
Yep, the episode's going to be called Fuck You, Joel.
No, the episode should have been, we said it earlier.
Yeah, it was about the Soul.
No, I thought it was Sean King.
Sean Martin Luther King.
No, Sean Kingberg.
Oh, Sean Kingberg.
But but what? Somebody was about to say. Oh, New Hampshire.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, you did New Hampshire, and then you did a thing in Emmaus.
And then I did fucking Emmaus the next day.
Yeah, so that had to suck and be awesome.
Yeah, it was. Oh. The whole weekend sucked but ruled. Well, the funniest part, too, was originally the show was booked for fucking Saturday.
I just thought about having Robbie on the pod and you and him just dorking out over fucking libertarian stuff. Going in on that shit. It would be like two separate podcasts. Like you'd have to isolate the audio of you two and me and LeMaire
into two. Yeah, we're just sitting in each other like this and they're sitting there like, yeah. Who the fuck are they talking about? You guys sitting there like, Why did we even come to this one?
I should have just let Robbie in and close the door and let him and Andy make love.
They wouldn't even notice us going. Like, wait, where did Nate and LeMaire go? It's dark.
But like the last minute, they changed the day of the show.
Yeah.
So it was fucking Thursday. So I went
Oh my god.
I was supposed to go do it Friday.
So I went for about, it was supposed to be Saturday.
What day did I see y'all in your telling me about that? Was that like Monday or something?
No, it was like last week. It
might have been Tuesday. Okay. We did the pod Tuesday, right?
Yeah. But no, but we were in, also when you and BK were telling me about
it. Oh yeah. So it went from an easy Saturday.
That's the same day they were telling me about Thomas Sowell.
It went from an easy Saturday ride to leaving immediately after work Wednesday and like getting my shit, pick up Chris from Brooklyn, fucking driving all the way to New Hampshire. Oh my god, we
gotta pick up Chris from Brooklyn.
Yeah, you gotta start making him meet you in Jersey City, at least Hoboken.
I just stopped at Gas Digital for some shit anyway.
But, oh, you were doing something at Gas that day, right?
We were gonna do High Society, but they had to change the day, so I wanted to pick up my hat because I left it there. And Robbie left his laptop there, and he asked me to grab that for him. But then fucking 7 hours to New Hampshire after I fucking did a whole day and shit. And we stopped in Connecticut at Frank Pepe's. You ever hear of that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talk it up big. It is very good.
Is it like their spot?
Yeah.
No, it's what I forgot to ask you about.
Oh yeah,
you're talking about Frank Pepe's. It's fine. No, finish Frank Pepe's. I'm sorry.
I was excited to go to Frank Pepe's because I saw this like mini doc about it where they were like, it's actually better than New York. It actually, every time we serve it.
Wait, it's pizza?
Yeah, it's pizza. Yeah. They're like, every time we.
From Connecticut.
I know that shit was mediocre.
No. It was very good. It was very good. But like, they act like, oh yeah, the second you take a bite of this, you're going to drive right to New York and punch the first guy you see. And it's like, it's very good, but I'm like, you know what else is good? A fucking $3 slice.
How is it compared to like Joe's? Because Joe's is a pretty, where Brooklyn is actually next to a really good slice place. You can tell by all the pictures of the face.
I'd rather the Frank Pepe's a little bit better.
Ooh.
But like Joe's is also just like a standard spot. Joe's is really good though. Say that they provided me so much sustenance.
Did you get to see the big WWE in the sky?
Dude, it is underwhelming. I've seen it before because Robbie lives in Connecticut. I've seen it before going to Robbie's.
Robbie lives in Connecticut. Yeah. Robbie lives in Connecticut?
Yeah. That's where he
used. So when I see him in the city, like he's just like traveled. He's teleported to the city.
where he lives, it's like it would be a little bit farther than like it would be like for you.
Robbie does have a head like he can go Super Saiyan.
Like Robbie is Krillin.
Every time I'm around him, it feels like he's not in his final form.
Robbie Bernstein, if you look him up on IG, you'll see he is Krillin.
Yeah, he's just missing the balls. Or the six dots. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
So Frank Pepe's was good. And then we got to. You about to tell Soulful to fuck himself?
No, I thought he was going to say it about Robbie.
No, I was going to do
fuck
Joe.
Fuck Robbie. Fuck Joe.
I'm sorry, dude. This is how much Miller? How much Bud is this? It's about 24 ounces.
Oh yeah, that's the Bud Light IPA. It's a 9%
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm losing it.
So then we fucking hit the road again. We get up to about we almost die in Massachusetts. So you know how like when you drive, there's a bunch of lights from factories or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts, it's just woods, so there's fucking nothing. So even with high beams, you can barely see in front of you. And fucking, so we're driving, and I start looking, and I see some cars parked.
Did y'all stop and get weed?
No, It was like,
if I'd have known you were going through Massachusetts, I'd have bothered you
to get me some weed. It was like midnight. We tried to stop at this we stopped at this gas station to get beer. So, because me and Chris are the same dude in the fact that, like,
you need to drink, like, and drive. When
you guys love Natty Ice.
Yeah, my favorite thing. I dropped, I was over at Steph's parents the other day, and her, as I was leaving, her dad was like, Andy, you need a road soda? Damn, and he did it with, like, a nudge and a wink, like, I'm kidding, but. Need one?
Damn, dude, that's a cool guy.
When he said road soda, he meant a little brew.
Yeah, he definitely meant a brew. Road soda.
He's been listening.
Yeah, he's been listening.
He must have. He must know your love for road beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Andy, talk about having sex with your wife.
It's great. It's soft, warm, and loving.
Those are the three things you need.
So we're driving and we see, like, these cars, like, we'd seen no fucking cars, and there's cars on the side of the road, and, like, I have the high beams on, and, like, the high beams are just hitting the cars weird.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can't see it. I'm like, what? And the closer we get, I start to realize there's a fucking tree in the road. Just, like, the whole top of a tree is in the road, and at, like, the very last second, we go over a bunch of trees and twigs and shit, and, like, just miss it. But I'm like, yeah, we were doing, like, a fucking 90 miles an hour. If I didn't fucking notice that, it would have just been fucking BK, Chris, and Andy all over the Massachusetts highway.
Just decap city, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, we'd have just gotten that tech. I always wonder, because that's my biggest fear with all my comedy friends, is them dying driving. And then I just wonder, or me dying driving, and just when will ever, how many days pass before
we do another pod?
I think that's the maximum time for us, is like a week. But
we'd have to come in on Tuesday, be like, sorry, everybody.
Julia just be crying. Yeah. Y'all couldn't get to the computer. Yeah.
Julia's she's on.
We embrace Andy. That's when y'all finally do it.
She's just fucking bawling her eyes out. We're like, Jules, we didn't have time to book another guest.
Oh, I thought I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I died. I died in this one.
You'd be like, look, you're here. We need we need someone kind of funny.
Just tell Nate stories.
Yeah, just tell Nate stories.
But yeah,
he asked me to do cum walks constantly. I just never would have mattered. He's dead. I wish I would have given him that.
It was a daily nightmare. Constantly. You
would
think you would talk about other stuff. It was all
come on. it was almost an obsession.
Oh, but then we were going through Vermont at one point. That was just a bunch of, it was like towards the end of the trip. It was like a bunch of windy roads. And this show was at a whole thing that was like on a campsite. Mm. So it's like a bunch of windy roads. We see like beware of moose signs. And I'm like, yo, where the fuck is this thing?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we finally get there. We meet. You guys actually.
How much open carry was going on at that thing?
A bunch.
Yo, I just thought of it right now.
Oh, that's what I want.
Were you hype about the guns?
Yeah, it was. Dude, there was a dude 3D printing guns.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, it ruled. My favorite dude. So I see this like little Jewish dude. He's got his yarmulke on, and he's got a tank top that just in big letters says end racism. And then on the bottom of the shirt, it just looks like a bunch of, it's like a drawing of a bunch of guns, like in his holster, and he's just open carrying. And I was awesome. Like, that's how you're going to do
how
it.
How did you not take a picture of that guy?
Oh, Chris took a picture of him.
Nice.
Yeah, that dude ruled.
Get it and from then, Chris. We'll put it as the profile picture, whatever.
And then we did this live podcast, and then that dude, because they have this thing up there called the Free Stay Project, and Robbie was interviewing a bunch of people part of that. He ended up being one of the guys we interviewed.
Yeah.
So that was fun. You guys would have had a lot of fun there, actually, because
whenever you're the only black person at a thing that people are trying not to be racist at, you have a great time.
Yeah, they give you a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You would have got two free 3D guns.
We'd have got 3D Uzis. Yeah.
You guys would have gotten mad drugs,
too. Yo, I'd still have that 3D gun. You ever seen the video of the Young Thug? Yeah. That was like when the Young Thug. You ever seen that? This was when the Young Thug's gay rumors were first starting to happen. Like, this video went viral, like him and his homies, homies holding a gun. Like, like waving a gun while they're smoking blunts. Like,
man, that's how you hold guns. You ain't gonna fuck with me. I'm like, yeah, dude, you're tough as hell.
You'll shoot me and then fuck me slow while I die. I don't need that.
Drink my blood.
But no, I was thinking about you guys because you would have, because it was like mad hippie libertarians because it was like a whole camping situation.
Nate, so or like, Andy, fuck the dudes. There ain't any bitches there.
Oh yeah, there
was, had to be like seven.
There was a decent amount.
Oh, of actually, I saw some bitches because you took a picture of somebody from stage on your story, and I saw like two ladies in the back.
Yeah,
I saw a white lady dreads.
Oh yeah, she was hot. Those are some very hot.
I wasn't sure if you would be able to say. You told me that then, but I didn't want to just say you said that.
Wait, where are the white lady dreads on the story?
No, it was just the back of her hair though. But he, you know, told me she happened to also be hot.
Yeah, she was very hot. But yeah, it was like a bunch of hippies who are like,
a pair of white lady dreads that got away back in the day, and I still think about it. I mean, I never think about it. But
we're gonna tie her dreads on your basketball. That should be every black man's dream now.
I was just gonna cut one and take it like as a trophy. Like, yeah. They have them, guys.
It's all rainbow colored. It's blonde to blue.
Dude, it was sick too because the show was fucking, because it was the only comedy thing there. So yeah, the show was packed. Like, a good chunk of the people there were at the fucking show. And then afterwards,
I bet you could do any joke there.
Yeah, except they got tight when people did abortion jokes. They were all very.
Was that before or after the Roe v. Wade shit?
Before. Just this group was generally, for the most part, anti-abortion. Mm. Yeah. So I know. They were on
that
board.
That bums me out.
They were on board.
That bums me out. I was all. Because conservative people were, in my mind, the people that you could just have fun with. Cause they always seem like the people that like on TV and like regular media, they get bashed so much that when you come to them and you're like, that's retarded, but you're being playful. They're like even if you don't feel like, or whatever the thing is, like
if it's like a group of them and it's something they don't agree with, they won't like tell you to stop.
They won't hit you with the fucking liberal, like, that's offensive.
No, they didn't do that.
They just got funny.
They were the best fucking audience. Like, there was dogs there, and I was like, the dog kept barking, and I was just like, we should kill that dog. And I kept,
I
like,
thought you meant like Philly comedy fans when you said the dogs. But
there was a dude in the skank shirt, so he was probably a dog.
Skank hands.
Immediately gave Kiss drugs. Hell yeah, dude. And then, I leaned into the, like, no, seriously, we should kill that fucking dog. And they were having a fucking blast.
Well, you got white dudes to laugh at murder, dog murder. I'm not trying to be a hack, but it's not usually.
Yeah, that's very rare.
I saw LaMare try for a year. I saw LaMare try for a year to get this dead dog mid joke to
work. Well, no, it actually, they were laughing, but there was like, people kind of, like, being like, huh? And then another dog barked, and I was like, that dog agrees with me. Fucking get him, boy. But no, they weren't being like fucking tight butthole or anything. You could just hear them on the abortion stuff laugh a little bit less.
Do you think everybody there was super Christian?
No.
Or do you think they just like babies? I'm very pro abortion, but that's because, I like babies, but I just don't like, I don't give a fuck about them until they come out. But I'm about to spoil Bill Burr's special, so if you want to skip ahead like 15 seconds.
Did it come out?
I think it's coming out soon, but I saw him live, this is going to be on there. But it was my favorite joke from the thing, is he does a skip 45 seconds or a minute if you don't want none of Bill Burr's. Is that disrespectful to even do?
I don't know. Maybe you should try it. I was just going to end it. As soon as you started, I was going to
Word it out?
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny. Skip 45 seconds to hear Bill Burr's bit, and it's over.
Yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't do it. But he had a really good like abortion joke that was like anti-abortion. But it was like, it was basically like about if you're like baking a cake. He compared it to like baking a cake, like having a baby, like baking a cake. And it was like, if you just come up and grab the cake out the oven and throw it across the floor, and I'm just like, yo, you fucked up my cake. And then he's like, yeah, but it wasn't even a cake yet. He's like, yeah, if you fucking left it in there, it would have been a cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It was like, that's
the best way to put it.
That's why he's the fucking man. But
Andy made a point in the car today.
Whole point with the abortion thing is, I'm like, well, like 8 months, it's definitely a kid.
I don't think you can get them at 8 months.
But no, wait, yeah. Just go with me. Go with me on
I'll tell you for a fact. May and Jay's kid was born at 8 months, like a month early.
No, I mean you can't get abortions at 8 months.
Oh, it's but after wait, here, 6 months.
Here, just go with me on this. Like 8 months, it's definitely a kid.
Yeah.
But, like the day after you come in her, it's not a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out when it becomes the kid. I don't 100% know.
I would say that fourth month.
I think appendage. I think an appendage matters.
The fourth month, dude.
As soon as you get your middle finger, you're a person.
But, like, the body forms, like...
As soon as you hit the fucking ultrasound, you're like, I'm a fucking baby!
Yeah!
Don't the teeth and eyes and everything, like... This shit forms first.
Yeah, you don't have teeth yet, though.
Yeah, like, actually, I think, yeah.
Because you come out without teeth.
Yeah, you're right. No, I mean, well, it has to be formed.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's going to be...
Ruined my mom's pussy.
Chopped your way out. You'll never get back in here, George.
I came out there like I was on Conan. Just like,
thank you, Conan. Andy. Wow, what a beautiful audience.
And that's why Brian.
Wow. Thank you, Mom's Pussy.
Dave. Anyway. I called your brother Brian. That's why Dave's the favorite.
Dude, you've had too much tequila, Nate. You need to chill.
Yeah, no, I've been nursing a little bit of this. Mm. Too much tequila and CBD. I'm fucked up.
Dude, I'm trying to talk like Jeff Goldblum now. Like, yes. Mm, yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we could be sexy like that. For yeah. You wanna be, let's yes. all see. Oh, man. So how was the
abortions,
other show?
Abortions. So I think abortions, yes. I think it depends on the second trimester is when the baby becomes a baby.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Because then it has, like, limbs and stuff, you know? At least one. Yes, okay. That's my last point. They come out as fetuses and they grow.
What about the first kick? But the first kick happens kind of late, though.
The first kick, that's a little too far for me.
Mm-hmm. It's a little too, okay.
That's
okay.
A little bit too far. Okay. Once the baby kicks, once I feel a kick, you know, I'm like, I can't get rid of this little motherfucker.
Well, me and you believe in climate change, so we should probably all adopt and just not add more people to the fucking mess we got going on this planet right now.
Yeah, but I don't want to take a broken baby,
If you get them young enough, they won't be broken. Their DNA is kind of fucked up. I would like his or her DNA
to have my cum in it, thank you very much.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but... I am in an interracial relationship and I don't want to mix babies, so I'm going to adopt something. I'm going to adopt a purebred.
Yeah, it's African. You should definitely go Cambodian.
I think I'll go any Congo. Nationality as long as it's purebred and not white.
Chinese.
Never mind.
No, you can't get a Chinese baby, no balls.
You can't. Your child will be crazy if you get a Chinese baby.
No balls.
Huh?
You can't get
no balls.
You think I won't get a Chinese baby?
Get a Chinese baby. No
Chinese
balls.
People love black people. He's gonna be so happy. He's gonna wear cool sneakers and dress like me. And you ever see Chinese people do their hair like black people hair?
Expensive ass haircut that gives them awesome. An afro.
They like get it sponged up like mine's. Like there's Chinese people who get their hair just like mine.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to find the video.
Yeah. See that? This is our side of the internet. That we both see Chinese people get black hair.
The part where you hate Asians. That's where.
Or they try to make you hate America. That's the other thing, though. My little sister's got. She sent me videos that I'm like, Ashley, this is Chinese propaganda. It was like comparing like. Our jails to their jails and like how it was like a Chinese video about like how America mistreats black people, but it's like Chinese, like there's concentration camps in China right now.
Chinese people disrespect their own people.
so do Americans though. Every country disrespects their own people. The top disrespects the bottom.
When's the last big American genocide?
The unvaccinated.
The last big, I guess, American fucked up thing was during the war, World War II, when it was just like gripping up Japanese people.
I mean, that's pretty fucked up. That's probably the last like known thing.
Dude, that's one people.
No, they killed Martin Luther King.
No, but he's just one dude though, nigga.
Yeah, they stopped the whole movement.
Yeah, we were driving Lyft and I had these two black ladies in the car, and we got to some like political conversation, and there were two lesbians, and the one just was like, "And Martin Luther King was a coon," and it was just like that shit. They think that because he fucked white ladies and like that. Me personally, I can't.
I can't co-sign that.
As a Martin Luther King.
As a fellow MLK. I
can't. You're like, really? For his best trait?
See, that's, you know what? I identify a lot with him. I'm very pro-black, but at the same time, I'm just like, I got this dark secret.
Yeah. Maybe you identify with Sean Martin Luther Jr. King more, Martin Luther King Jr. more, dude.
Sean Martin Luther King X, Malcolm.
Yeah. Sean Martin Luther Reverend Jesse Jackson. Like, yeah, that's your guy. Maybe you hate him because
Sean
you guys
Martin
have
a- Luther Jesse Jackson MLK the Chicago Bulls in 83.
King. Yeah, he's like, maybe you guys are like yin yin yang.
Nah. Don't lump me in with that motherfucker. He could never hit a motherfucker like I just hit a motherfucker.
Yeah. But he can probably hit a three. He can probably hit a three, dude. I bet Sean King got a jump shot.
Yeah, Sean King probably got more of a jump shot than me. Fuck.
That's the one dot, dude. You hit a motherfucker harder than Sean King can, and he hits a jump shot wetter than you.
God damn it.